August 28, 1932. Divine alternating, work and rest. How God always takes the creature by way of love. Universal love and special love. My little mind continues to be lost in the divine volition. It seems to me that I do not know how to be if I do not dive into its waves in order to find in it what it has done for our love. But in the midst of so much immensity of love, my heart had its sorrowful moans for the privations of my sweet Jesus, his profound silence. I feel in my soul that there is a pure air, a most clear heaven studded with twinkling stars of all colors, a most refulgent sun that continually strikes my littleness with its light, in order that everything in me would be divine will. All is peace and serenity, there is not even a light puff of wind that stirs. While this is all the effect and property of the eternal fiat, yet I said to myself, it seems to me that the king is lacking. I lack he who, with a love I do not know how to explain, has operated and ordered everything in me. And lacking him, I feel alone. But tell me, why have you left me? Why do you not speak to me? And my dear Jesus, wounded by my moans and sustaining me in his arms, said to me, my daughter, do not marvel, this is my usual way. After work I want to find rest in my same labor, in the midst of my same works, that more than soft bed lend themselves in the act of profound adoration and mute silence to give me rest. Rest after work is the exchange of work. It is just, and I am content that she makes this sacrifice. Did I not do the same in creation? First I created it with my fiat, because our word is work, is step, is everything. And after everything was ordered and operated, I found the most beautiful and sweet rest. These are the alternating of our supreme being, work and rest. Work calls us to rest, and rest calls us to work. Therefore, don't you want that I rest in your soul? Everything that you see in yourself is nothing other than work of your Jesus. Every word that I speak to you is a work that I did, and within my word I formed a new creation in you, more beautiful than the very creation, because what must serve bodies, must serve souls in order to give them the life of my will. If I did not make alternations between work and rest, it would be a sign that you have not given me the freedom to operate, with my creative strength, my work in your soul. Otherwise I would have continued my work until I had what I wanted, and then I would have rested. If I am not finished, I do not rest. And if after rest I resume labor again, it is because I resume new labors. Don't you want me to rest under this heaven so serene, these stars and sun that rain on me as refreshing freshness, that making the most beautiful songs for me invite me to rest, and in mute silence they say to me, how beautiful are your works, your operating will, your creative power that has given us life. We are your works, rest in us and we will form your glory, your perennial adoration. To a saying so sweet I take rest, and at the same time I watch over and conserve my labor, and I prepare other labors to do. And do you know what is the first labor that I do after rest? I start my labor by saying to the creature a sweet I love you of mine. I want to begin my labor with my love so that the creature, feeling herself wounded and captivated by the irresistible strength of my love, lets me do, and gives me the field of action in her soul. I always start there. Before my labors, I ask for the sacrifice by way and by means of love. My love makes her happy, invests her, absorbs her, inebriates her, and before my love, inebriated as she is, she lets me do what I want and arrives at sacrificing her own life to me, because one I love you of mine going forth from the depth of my divinity, contains the immensity that finds itself as though everywhere, the infinity that never ends, the power that can do all, the wisdom that disposes everything. Everything that exists feels the strength of my I love you, and everything says it together with me. The heavens, with the whole celestial court, say it. The stars say it, and their twinkling changes into I love you. The sun, the wind, the air, the water, say, I love you. because I having said it, my I love you has resounded in everything and is through everything. And everyone says it together with me, and the creature feels under the rain of an immense I love you, and feeling drowned by my love she lets me do. She dares not breathe, and lends herself to letting me fulfill my most beautiful works. And although she also feels the need of telling me I love you, yet she sees that she is too little before me, because she cannot hold the weapons of immensity, power and infinity. But she does not want to remain behind, so she uses the industry of saying it in the power of my will, and oh, how much I enjoy it, and it pushes me not only to the labor, but to repeat a direct and special I love you of mine, because it is true that I love everyone. My love never ceases for anyone, but when I want to do special labors, new works, designs more distinct, I am not content with my general love, but I add a special and distinct love, that while it serves to fascinate the creature, serves as material, as earth in which to form my labor and extend my works. Therefore, let me do, I know when the labor, word, silence, and rest are necessary. Fiat.